I don't want to do phone calls.
I don't want to
be in photos.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I talked to Tim and said, I don't follow your accounting. And he says, well, yeah, well, I can put it different places and I can, and I, sometimes I hide it. And I'm like, why are you hiding it? What's going on? And why weren't we informed last year that our budget dropped in half?
Well, and our request was also confusing because it was based on the fact that we thought we were getting 3,000 and
we wanted to double it so that we could do match, so we could try to do.
That needs to be clarified as well.
Yeah. When is that? When are you guys discussing that? Is that on the 6th?
7th.
A Tuesday?
Yes.
6, 7.
Whatever, yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
No, but we have the 4th of July council meeting.
Right, but that's in July, so that's not a Tuesday. We have two Tuesdays coming up.
When are they voting on the budget?
On the 6th, June 6th.
Okay.
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 Okay, everyone. It's 5 after 6.
Okay, thank you.
All this meeting.
We're going to call, I'm going to call the meeting to order. First order of business, a volunteer appreciation with Jane Earp.
Love this time of year.
Good evening, Arts Commission, otherwise known as the Happiness Commission. Looking at beauty makes us feel pleasure. Positive emotions are associated with growth and flourishing, and joy expands our minds and promotes healing in our bodies. We are so grateful for you and all the time you give and creating beauty for Kaiser. So whereas the foundation of the city of Kaiser is our motto, pride, spirit, and volunteerism, that expresses more than a vision, but how we live and work together. And whereas many residents of this community contribute to the well-being of fellow residents in the Mid-Willamette Valley and Sandy Am Canyon by giving generously of their time and energy. And whereas many volunteers assist the city of Kaiser in performing a multitude of duties, creating and sustaining valuable services and making government by the people a reality. The members of the city council, committees, boards, commissions, and task forces are all community volunteers. And whereas the city of Kaiser values every one of our many Kaiser volunteers and wishes to extend our deepest appreciation to all. So Kathy Clark, mayor of the city of Kaiser, together with the Kaiser City Council, proclaimed the month of April, and you all fell into May as well as Volunteer Recognition Month. And we thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was very nice. Thanks so much.
I've never had an audience like this before.
All right.
Look at all the people.
Oh, great.
Break into a tap dancer.
Oh, I mean, wasn't this the best volunteer recognition?
It was very sweet.
When they hit on cookies.
Gosh,
yes.
These are,
that was a home run. And I'm hungry.
Go for the chocolate peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you. Feels like vegetables.
Oh, that was good, Beth.
Next order of business is the approval of minutes for March 2022.
I move to approve the minutes for March 22.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And then we have an appearance of interested citizens.
Hello,
anybody?
We have
yes.
a lot of interested citizens this time. We're
welcome.
Not used to having such an audience.
Welcome. Would anybody like to?
Yeah,
yes,
come down.
Absolutely.
But you don't get a cookie.
Oh.
My name is Bill Klein, and this is my daughter, Katie. Lisa Sajaka is my wife, and so Katie is potentially interested as a student or a part of the Art Commission from the high school. And so she is here tonight to just kind of observe and see what you guys do. So
okay. Wonderful.
Fantastic.
I have.
Good. Okay.
Are you a junior?
No, I'm a freshman.
Oh, nice.
Great. We like it.
Yeah.
Are you an artist?
Kind of.
Tell me what you mean.
And she went to a charter school that did a lot of, it was the Eagle Charter School, which they deal with micro society, and so a lot of leadership positions in the micro society and business owners.
I don't understand what that means. What's micro society?
So each charter school has kind of a focus.
Okay.
And Eagle Charter School, which is on the deaf school, the blind deaf school.
Deaf school property?
Is there, and so the micro societies, what they do is they set up as a whole society. So each class from K through fifth grade sets up. So everything from having governor, legislator, business
like girls
owners.
State kind of.
Huh?
Like girls state.
Yeah, but everything. So she was a business owner, so developing business plans, you know, her own businesses,
wow.
That kind of stuff. So what they do is they teach the kids about society, you know, so whether it's public government, whether it is business, and how it incorporates together. And then the last hour or two of each school day, they get in to the micro society, and they actually run it as a society there. So
that's awesome.
So she's learned a lot about government and, you know, how the processes and stuff work. So
you're ready to dive in, and
that's awesome. And why are you interested in us?
It just seems like a cool opportunity to me. It seems like it would, just be a really cool opportunity.
This committee or any committee?
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
We do a lot of fun things.
We are the best committee.
You don't have to make hard, hard decisions.
I believe her mom's on the parks committee.
So
it might be a little competition.
I see. Okay.
You said she owns a business?
No, that's how they set up.
Okay.
What was your business?
Own business?
Yeah, what was your business?
It was a long time ago. It was like, I think there was one where we made like arts and crafts and sold them.
Nice.
And then there was another one where we made like more arts and crafts, but it was like kind of like slime because that was popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You make what's popular, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can sell it.
Artists everywhere.
Awesome. See, you're an artist. You know how to make slime.
And
I don't know how
an entrepreneur, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So apply.
Yeah, we would love for you to apply.
Apply. You're welcome to watch us tonight and then come have fun.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very much.
Thank you for coming. Is there anybody else that would like to
speak?
Okay. Okay.
Anybody else have treats?
No,
I was kidding.
So on to the gallery display schedule. Oh, this feels really loud. We need a motion to approve the June to July, how do you pronounce that?
Choate.
Pierce. And
is that the one in our packet? Which?
Yes, it is. It looks like this to start with. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And this is Choate, and she is also the lady who did the cows.
Oh.
It's her normal medium. Her normal medium is watercolors.
Really?
Okay. She's the one who designed the cows that we want to put in.
Dancing cows.
There?
Okay.
Well.
Oh, wow. Well, she does horses. I mean, she's got a lot of animals. That's awesome.
Turkeys. Yeah, I didn't see a problem with anything myself, so.
I didn't either. I would move to approve.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Hey, look at the dogs, Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of dogs.
Yeah, I thought they were great. Let's see. So we have our schedule, June, July, August, September is confirmed, October, November. We just have next year, April, May, and June, July open. It looks, and August, September, so.
Excellent job, Deb.
Yeah.
I know how hard you work on that.
Next is any update on grant efforts, and I'm sure that's Michelle.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Michelle.
Can you give us an update on?
Yeah, the only update that I can share for Rosie's Roundabout, the Miller Foundation, the letter of interest is due June 15th, and then if we are accepted, they will ask us to submit a full proposal. So that is, at this point, the only thing that's happening beyond the two proposals that we submitted to City Council for their consideration for Cold Wet Eagle. And then Mosaic is pretty much taken care of thanks to the parks funding. So I think we're heading in a good direction. Happy to answer any questions, but in general, like, want some better clarification, and you all may have talked about it. There was sound wasn't that great, but just the budget conversation that happened at City Council. And,
yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, if there's anything else that we need to do for the June date related to Coldwell Eagle. So that's all.
Okay, so Michelle, if we do the letter, we've done the letter of interest, or you will do it by the June deadline. So after, if they accept and want more information, that's when we've got to have hard costs?
That's when we have to submit a full proposal. That's correct.
And how long will we have to do that?
I have to look it up on the website. If you give me a little bit and check back in with me, I can tell you.
I'm only concerned because I know I'm going to play a part in putting that budget together. So I'm just hoping we'll have at least 30 days. If not, if we don't have that long, if it's only going to be like we have to put together a full proposal in a week or two, then I want to start working on it now.
Got it. Yeah, let me tell you here in just a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you. And then
yep.
I had one more. Oh, the other thing I was going to tell you is, I can't remember who told me, but Laura can probably, Councillor Reed can probably confirm this, that the budget recommendation was to buy Cold Wet Eagle. And that the only consideration was that City Council had to give their approval to it on June 6th.
Well, and I will tell you, though, we are going to have to make a case for that. The because it sets a precedent of the city buying art rather than leasing art. And there were some council members who were kind of reticent as to why we need to go in this particular direction. I reminded them it was on the master plan that we approved, but we are going to have to make a case for that as to why we should buy that art in order to be able to access those funds.
And I'm happy to come on June 6th. And I'll tell you, the only reason is because we have unexpected riches. I would never propose, and I don't think anybody on this committee would propose that we would take out of city coffers to buy art. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity where we do have ARPA money. And the thing is that's so significant about that Cold Wet Eagle is the actual subject matter of the eagle and the way that it stands in the regality of the appearance of the eagle having come through 2 years of COVID. I mean, there's just real significance there.
And it does speak to people, and that's, you know,
100%.
I don't know about you guys, but that's what I hear most, you know.
Absolutely.
Comments on public art, that's the one. So that seems to be the public favorite. And so that's the kind of case we're going to need to bring.
Okay. I
mean, not only is it significant in terms of our COVID experience, but it's a community favorite. And
I'm going to try to make connection with the property owners too and see, because I still want to try to get a donation. And that's all it would be. We'll own the art. The art belongs to the city of Kaiser. Theirs would purely be a donation too, and therefore buying public goodwill, and they would get positive publicity for doing so.
And that was another piece of it, is that, you know, that was because that was part of the ask, was and it was ambiguous in terms of how much they would contribute, and would it be theirs or would it be ours? So that needs clarification too when it comes before council.
Okay. I'm going to try to do that before the 6th.
I don't think we've had any the public feedback on any other art that we've
done. Oh my God, like 40 people.
Familiar with what we're talking about, that eagle that's on the corner of Chamawa and River. Have you all seen that? That eagle sculpture?
Right by Jersey Mike's.
Right by, yeah.
See?
So when you go home tonight, we'll see.
And the other thing,
he
I don't know
so
if y'all noticed, well,
today.
You know how we replaced the dragon down at Abby's?
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's sold. So, and all these pieces are available to sell, and that one's such a special one to everybody. That was part of the reason y'all were thinking you didn't want you wanted the city to buy it before somebody else did.
Yeah.
And I think that needs to be clear, that this is a special case, that this is a...
it's only because there's ARPA money.
Yeah, and it's a good thing for us to, you know, revolve our pieces, because it gives access to more artists and you know, more for the citizens to see. So that we just need to make a case.
Great. Okay.
Was Michelle going to get back to us on the...
Are you there, Michelle?
I think she's calling us back.
Okay.
Do you think?
Oh, no, well, no, since we're still connected.
Oh, well, maybe she's...
But
so
maybe she's still looking.
Lyndon was just asking me what our time
is. I was talking and I forgot to unmute myself. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Can you ask the question again just to make sure I heard? I can hear you very well, Debbie.
Or are you going to do that later?
I just sent Lori a text with the dates. I thought it might be easier.
I did hear it.
Lori, if you can check your phone, I sent you the dates, the timeline for that letter of interest goes in by June 17th.
Uh-huh.
If we're invited, we have until sometime in August to submit a full proposal.
August 5th. So literally, it's maybe 3 weeks. So
7 weeks, something like
so we'll
that.
Start working. Okay.
August 5th.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to offer is that if we feel like that turnaround is too quick, they have one more deadline this year for a letter of interest, and that pushes it out to an August letter of interest, and then a couple of months later is when you would submit the full proposal. So if
okay.
June feels like it's too soon, we can push it out to the October date.
Okay. Well, we'll go for – how is it for you? Can you get it done by June?
I sure can.
Well, then June it is. I'll get
all right.
My stuff together.
That sounds good.
Okay.
What is our timeline for installation if all goes as planned? This grant money.
Well, that will all depend on how long it takes for the metal to get cut, and then it has to be powder coated. And then exactly.
Are we thinking this year still? Or?
I'm not.
No. So
yeah.
next spring.
Maybe next spring, summer.
I'm thinking. That's kind of what I thought. I really thought the cows. And we talked about the cows being in the 22-23 art installation rotation. So I was not thinking we would do it this year. But you never know. Sometimes serendipity ensues.
Mm-hmm. okay, so on the next item is the purchase of art with our remaining budget money.
And
so
again,
I'm a little confused.
I will say, if we decide to purchase a piece of art tonight, I do not want to purchase that piece of art with money, with the $600. I don't think we have $628. I think Tim is wrong. I think we committed $500. All of this make, okay, calm down. Take a breath. We have had a budget of $3,000 for which to purchase public art since the inception of the committee in 2015. Last budget cycle, that amount was reduced from $3,000 to $1,500, but no one told us. We had no idea that was going to happen, and in fact, we don't know how it happened. Everyone I've talked to can't even remember it happening at the budget meetings. So this is a big mystery, and the thing that, and that's why when we put together the proposal for the mosaic, we said, how much money of our $3,000, which was really $1,500, there would have been another opportunity for a city staff person to inform us that our budget had been cut in half, to say, oh, wait, there's been a change, and you only have this much money, for which we committed $500 to the mosaic project. Where's the $500? I think it's contained within this $628. And I don't have confidence in these figures, as I just talked with Councillor Reed and showed her where the $3,000 was, and the point that I know in 1920, in fiscal year 1920.
2020.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Am I right? That's the year we bought Sasquatch. And the reason we bought Sasquatch, if you remember, It came till May, and we had money left over.
We had to have it done by.
And we said, let's spend that to put InstaArt in Kaiser Rapids Park. We got in touch with Lukanich. He said he could do it. He did it, but he had nose surgery, if you remember. I called Tim and said it's not going to be installed until July 6th. Is that a problem? Not a problem. Where's Sasquatch?
He is elusive. That is his job.
Did they pay him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But it doesn't show up on
the. So I say all that to say I'm insecure, and I really would like to, going forward, I want to see a budget every dang month, because I now do not trust the information that I wasn't given. So I'm just putting that out there, and if I have to talk to.
So it wouldn't be appropriate for just.
Well, wait just 1 second. I talked to Tim in the break room, so it's not in writing. I asked him about Sasquatch, and that's when he told me that he has a different, he don't, all the line on, everything doesn't come out of your budget when it has to do with art. The Sasquatch thing came out of the street art fund, which is different from the committee fund.
Okay, first we've ever heard of that.
I'm with you on that, but the fact is, I think a lot of it.
Yes, but here's the problem, Deb, and I talked with Tim as well, and he pretty much gave me sleight of hand as well. But here's the problem. It says in 1920 we spent $372, but we didn't. We spent $372 plus at least $1,000, and the total expenses for the greeting cards, this is only the printing cost.
Yes.
Where's the rest of the cost?
He never charges this postage. I ask him every.
Not postage.
No, but the $100 gift card.
Oh, okay.
Now, where's that?
So
you can see where I'm going with
well,
this.
Well, and two, part of the, and I just sort of remember this as part of the conversation, is the reason the budget was slashed was because we only spent, and so if it's not, if it's coming out of different funds, and then we don't know what fund, and the street art fund, I'm not seeing that in the budget. I'm looking under the non-departmental requirements where the other art related line items are. I don't see it.
I don't
Let
know
me again
be,
say.
Well, okay.
I'm happy to choose a piece of art to purchase. I do not want to purchase it until I know for sure that this $628 does not contain the $500 that we committed to the mosaic project, because I think it does.
Okay.
And now it's going to get us screwed up again and taking us into 2223.
And I think that when I talked to Bill Lawyer, again, it was talking, it wasn't email, so I don't think I have it in writing. I can look and see, because I do save these things. But I think that Bill said they were going to just take the whole amount out of the Parks Fund. Just
the whole amount of what?
The whole amount for the mosaic. Not that they weren't going to include the $500 match thing. It wasn't going to be a match. It wasn't out of the grant. It was just out of
because they have money left over.
Because they have money.
You know, that's
okay.
Great. That's fine.
And so
let's pick.
But why don't we know?
And that's what I think you should do.
There should be a communication so we know. So when we're
except that staff wants you to just trust them.
I know. I'd love to.
So
where's Sasquatch?
Well, and that's where, you know, I mean, I told you, there's a street, and then maybe it's in the Public Works Fund, the street fund.
Well,
so
and again, I'm sure that the intention here is that they are trying to do us favors.
Right.
I have too.
Putting this other places. And so we need to be grateful for that.
Sure.
And then.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything nefarious going on.
Yeah,
let me tell you what. When we have to, well, first of all, when I called and followed up last year to say, do we have to do anything? He says, nope, it's already in the budget at $3,000. It's just going to go through at $3,000. Well, that wasn't true, because that did not happen. So we should have probably come and talked with the budget committee, and had we seen what they were given, this $372, we would have said, wait a minute.
Right.
It's really more than $1,500. And so, and we save back, intentionally we save back $1,500 and try not to sell, to spend it, so that if we have an opportunity to get a match on a grant, we've got the match money. But that was not explained, and so our budget was cut in half. So, but we would have, any one of us would have come and made that presentation towards the budget committee. And Laura's brand new. I don't even blame her. Because she's brand new and doesn't know this, so she couldn't have.
Well, I did ask the questions because, you know, as I was going through, just not in time, you know, but yeah. I did ask the questions. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the request, and
you know what I
so we just need to know how much we have to work with, you know,
right?
As a committee. So
well,
that's kind
I
of a lot of money. And it's great when we can get those expenses other places, but we need to know how much we have to
yeah.
work with because of grants, because of other opportunities, and that's really the bottom line.
So I would like to make a request. I would like to make, do I need to do it as a motion?
Well, wait just a minute before you do anything. Let me just suggest, you started to suggest this, and that is pick out $628 or $600 worth of artwork that you want and make it part of, when you do that, make it part of your motion if the funds are available. So that way.
Well, that wasn't the motion I was going to make. The motion I was going to make is I want an accounting of what we have in the bank at every meeting because I don't ever want this to happen to us again. I mean, it makes us look foolish, and I agree with what Councillor Reed says. I don't think there's anything nefarious going on. And at the same time, we look like fools because we don't know how much money we've got to spend when we're trying to complete the mission of increasing public art. So from now on, I want an accounting. That's my motion. Does it need to be a motion?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, that's a staff function.
So
that's every 2 months.
So, Deb, I don't want you to get beat up for having. I'll call Adam.
Adam's there.
Adam's right here.
Well, that's Adam.
Yes.
Oh, Adam. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, I bet he is too.
Well, so these are valid concerns, and so and I don't think that's an unfair request. Nor do I feel it's going to be an onerous task. I mean, I would hope to God our CFO could provide us with an accounting of where we are
every
to date.
2 months.
Every
even.
2 months.
Only ever two, every 2 months.
And I know you're new to the watch, and I know you don't like this happening either, to have a volunteer committee all of a sudden find out, literally at the budget committee, that our budget got slashed in half, and then it perpetuates. So, thank you, Adam. I feel so much better now. Okay, so yes, I'm happy to pick out art and not buy it until we know.
Right. Okay. Just make that part
what
of your motion.
What type of art are you talking about purchasing, and where is it going to be going? Where's
it hanging?
We
gallery.
Will put it in here. We own many of these pieces.
In this room?
No.
No. We, in the gallery.
In the gallery, there are 5 pieces out there that we have bought in the past, and they become part of the City of Kaiser's permanent art collection.
Okay.
So although we have rotating art. Okay. On a monthly or bi-monthly basis in the East Gallery and in the North Gallery,
okay.
We have permanent pieces as well. And literally, we get to choose that because, you know, the City Council doesn't want to get beat up for choosing the wrong piece of art.
Okay, so this is starting where the prices are. This is starting all of these are all the artists that have.
Yes, Kim? Yes. I have kept track all year, all the fiscal year. I've saved all the art in a different file so that we'd have it all together for you to choose from, because that's what your motion was back a year ago, was that you wanted to, the artwork that was displayed over that last fiscal year, you wanted, if you had money for it, you wanted to be able to purchase something.
Yep. Yep.
So now, when I looked at this, and I looked at it a little bit too late, not all of them have the price on the picture,
mm-hmm.
but I have a page open in front of me
mm-hmm.
that has the inventory for Larry Gross, and then, because none of his have it on there, and then I think Joel Nichols also don't, and then we have Rachel Wood's daughter, or Tim Wood's daughter, that's the very back, and her numbers are at the very back of the packet.
So, I didn't think we were going to be buying any art tonight because I don't think we have any money. But this is a ton of art. When do we meet again?
July.
Ooh, that's after budget.
Yeah, and that's why it's on this agenda. And the fact
so
is you already knew that some of these would be much later, after the display, and they might be sold. When you made your motion back a year ago,
yeah.
you said you would pick several. So that if you're by choice, by priority, so that
yeah.
if one was sold, you'd bump down to the next one.
Here's my problem. Unless you guys are better than me, which I know that you are, perhaps you've already looked through here and you've narrowed it down to 10 pieces you love. Anybody done that?
I'm just now seeing this right now.
Okay, this is our problem,
well,
Deb.
I knew
this. This is a ton of art.
Yeah.
So what I think we should try to do, which I think could happen, is have everyone determine 10 pieces of art and see if we get lucky and there's any crossover, and we could then try to winnow it down. There's just no way. We'll be here all night trying to winnow it down from this.
I sent you this a week ago.
Oh, you did. You did. But I didn't think we had any money, so I didn't even look at it.
And I didn't think we had any money, so I thought it was a point. So,
I did.
Laura, you have something to...
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to throw out there, should we establish some kind of criteria for our choices, if like relevant to Kaiser in some way, or... because I'm thinking, all right, well, I'm thinking art that unifies, art that brings our various subcultures together. I'm looking at this Embracing Grace piece here. And then maybe, you know, Tim Wood's daughter, you know, that's relevant because she's, you know, part of the Kaiser family. But anyway, should we establish that some kind of criteria, or should we just say what we like, just what we like?
And the elephant, and the goldfish with the shark fin on it.
Yes, me too.
But it's not really, yeah. But there's things like the eagle, and there's hazelnuts, you know, and stuff like that, which
embracing grace. And then there's a
Kaiser, yeah. You know, that I agree. I think it should try to be a little relevant to either the people or the community or the agriculture of our town, or you know.
Unless you just absolutely love something and
right,
you know.
Unless we just all love giraffes and we want to be.
I gotta tell you, you know, that's I love that about art. I love when you don't expect to walk into Kaiser Art Association show and decide you're gonna buy a piece of art from a McNary art student that happens to be a portrait of her dog called Pumpkin, but you know you can't live without it.
Exactly.
I love when that happens.
Yeah.
And Pumpkin is still on my wall. I love that. So I don't disagree with what you're saying, counselor. And at the same time, I don't want to eliminate some of the pieces that if any one of us look at and say, I love this piece. Mm-hmm. Like I will,
all right, then
I will lobby
on my list.
I will lobby for this.
I almost bought that myself.
That giraffe too. But I, okay. You know, at one point, the commission was kind of asked why they don't ever do something whimsical. Well, I know we're talking about the cows.
The dancing cows will be
right,
so whimsical.
They will be so whimsical. They're just perfect. But we could do something whimsical in
the
building
elephant.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, Deb, you make a really good point. We do choose serious art,
right.
And we have been criticized for that.
Uh huh.
But yeah. When we put our dancing cows up,
oh yeah,
that will cease.
Oh, I know. I love it.
Okay, so okay. I'm going to go back to...
So are we going
to... This is an impossible task to do in a short time. And Deb's got three of these, and we've got them online, too. I say, let's submit your favorite five.
Debbie, is that concurrent with public meeting law?
Boy, you're pushing it. You really are.
Oh, I know.
I wish that you would just do
but
it
here's
now.
What we could do. If we give you five and there is consistencies in that, then we could come together for a quick meeting in, what month is this?
May.
We could come for a quick meeting in June. God, seriously. We could come for a quick meeting in June just to ratify the decisions.
We could do that before council. I mean, if you're coming on the 6th or and I'm going to be there on the 6th, if we just
come for a 5 o'clock meeting on the 6th.
Yeah,
I can't be here that day.
Or what?
You're gone.
Yeah,
Kim's out of town. But you could give us your choices.
We only need four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We only need four.
Can you, right. Felicia, make it on the 6th at 5 o'clock?
Or 5:30 if that.
Or 5:30 because we're just going to have.
Or 6:30, you know, if it's right before council.
Council doesn't start till 7 unless they have an executive session.
I work on Mondays, but I'm usually off by 5. So if you did a 5, I mean, I could probably.
Or 5:30.
Why does she? Little cup, but.
That's the budget committee, too, so then Bethy can stay with me.
Michelle, are you available then?
Michelle?
I'm available.
Okay.
Oh, terrific. Let's do that.
She's available? Okay.
I feel so much better.
Are we talking 5:30 then? 5:30 or
5:30.
5:30?
Yeah.
5:30.
Can you do 5:30? Alicia, can you?
Yeah.
Okay, 5:30.
I don't know that I want to stay for a whole nother council meeting, though.
No, you don't need to.
She doesn't need to, but it sure would.
Lori and I are going to be there anyway.
Okay, well, I've got Council Reed. I'm fine. I don't need you.
Michelle will probably stay.
Okay.
Okay, well, so then I will keep track. Everybody, the sooner you send me that stuff,
yeah,
the less you have to worry about it.
Okay.
So if you go home tonight and go through it all and send it to me, it'd be great. And I will keep a tally. I'll also keep a tally of the numbers. And I can even maybe call the artists and see if those
available
pieces are still available. So
if there's any, yeah, that's
right.
Great.
And then you can. I'll have a list for you to choose from when we meet on June 6th at 5:30.
Okay. Works for me.
Now, in a lot of them have the sizes, but a lot of them do not. Is there listed?
Well, maybe they're in the list. There's like Larry Gross's. He's got an inventory. They're in your packet that shows the sizes. Most of them are about the same size.
And we can accommodate, because we have this lovely building that with such high walls, we can accommodate nice big pieces, which is what we've bought in the past. Like the Sherry Lord piece out there is just a killer piece. Party Girls is the pink irises. That's one of my faves.
And oh, that is. We get lots of compliments on
that.
We get
a lot of compliments on Party Girls.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that was the name of it.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Okay.
Okay, so
yep,
we're good to go on then. And okay,
everybody
so
has to get their choices to Debbie no later than Friday.
I printed out one extra one of these, so I would have it. I have my regular original packet. So if anybody wants another one, I know it's not easy to look at on your computer.
Yeah.
But so I have another one.
I'll get that from you.
Okay.
Okay. Does Michelle have
what? I just want to confirm. I heard that we're sending you 5 pieces that we want to consider.
Yes.
And hopefully get lucky that there's overlap. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, 5
that's
each?
That's what we're going for.
Actually,
or
you
2
know,
each.
It depends on how much cost they are. You could send 10. I mean, if you can come up with 10 and list them in your order of priority, that way if there's overlaps, I don't know. It's not going to be real easy to figure this out.
Let's just go with 5.
Okay, go with 5. But yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
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 And, I mean, and we can always do that after the next budget for next year, correct?
We'll do this every year. So, no, next year, starting with this fiscal year now, I will save these pictures that are on display now in a different file for this fiscal year.
Right.
So these pictures from here on till June, end of June next year, will be in the packet when we meet in May of next year.
And maybe we can, as we go, say,
yes,
I would like.
You could
right.
So
I,
do that.
Be,
you know, you have
I think
your
that's
package,
a great idea.
Print
I think
out a picture, the one, you know, the ones you like, you could print them out and have them in a file, or you could even tell me.
Yeah, that's a great
idea.
Save
this one for me, and I can make files for you on my computer with your name, and just drag and drop those particular pictures in, and just have those for you.
Because we just made this decision to do this. It seems like it was last fall.
It
wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
so.
This is our first year round, so figuring out how we're going to do it, we'll get this streamlined eventually.
Well, totally, we will.
Yeah,
we're highly effective at doing this stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
On to the next item, Opal Frick, is it Frick?
Fricky.
The awards presentation discussion, she is willing to record something to be played at the December council meeting. Who will do the presentation? Staff can arrange for filming. So,
Bill is going to film it. I already asked him. So, but I need, I would think Kim, maybe the president of the commission, would go to her and we'd arrange for her a certain time, because she likes to make sure that she's gussied up, and then we can, you know, just have a little short presentation. Bill said he can put it on a jump drive. We can put it on a computer in December, and we can show it to the council. And I think by doing that, you rather than doing it at the Christmas tree lighting thing, you're reaching a huge audience.
I know, I love
this
idea.
We didn't have very many applicants this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to work harder at getting the word out, and I think that would be an easy way to do it. And if older people see that, maybe they'll be inspired, and we can reach out to the senior community that is kind of left out of everything.
And on a note, the Kaiser Art Association has decided as their outreach next, we're working with Native American folks to do a Native American Heritage Month, and then the focus for the 23-24 budget cycle is going to be senior art, and we're going to take art to them. So we're going to actually work with the senior centers that are in Kaiser and work with the activities directors to try to get them engaged. So they could even help with that, Deb. Yeah. So that could work out well. I'd like to do that. I think that'd be great.
So when, what's the timeline for this? When are we?
Yeah, when are they going to record it?
Whenever you want. You
Let's can, do it soon.
I mean, she is an older lady.
Right.
You don't know how, I mean, she seemed very healthy, but you just don't know. She had,
yeah.
She did fall at one time, so now she uses a walker, but you never know.
So, Kim, you've got a lot in common.
You know, I guess what I could give you the information. The lady that you want to talk to is Susan Horn. She's
over
the director there
at
Avamere, and you could she will talk to Opal and see when what days work for the two of you, and then we'll get Bill in the loop too, and have him come.
And I'd be happy to go with you, and I'd be happy to drive you.
Okay, yeah, I'd be. In fact, I wouldn't mind just stopping in there beforehand and just talk to her a little bit about it.
She's a sweet lady.
Yeah,
yeah.
So my dad used to live there, so it's. I think I know the gal.
Okay, great.
So that sounds good. So
good.
I guess I will call.
Do you want me to send you her Sue's? Okay.
Yeah, send me that, and then I can get a hold of Bill and go.
Okay. Yes, that will work. Good.
Okay. Next up is the PGE
contract.
So
I talked with Mark Coli, who is one of the art instructors at McNary High School, because one of his students won the rec, had a student art mural, and one of his students won. So
is
while
it inside the rec? Did he paint
it's
it
not
inside
yet.
The rec?
She.
Or she, sorry.
It is not, and she is doing second draft, and then there'll be final draft, and then once Tim Davis from the rec approves it, it's really fun, you guys, because this is big time art for these kids. Like when I met with her, I said, this is commissioned art, so they're gonna tweak with your art. And I know that sometimes that feels like a little bit uncomfortable, but it's commissioned art. So they want this, they want that, and they wanted, she did the Super Mario Rainbow Road, and they wanted her to incorporate some bowling signs on the Rainbow Road. Yeah, and she was thrilled to do it. She was speechless. And I'm not going to give you her name because they haven't announced yet. So she's doing second draft, and then it will take it to the rec. We'll meet with Tim Davis and his staff, and they'll do final touches. And then she and two or three other students are going to paint it on the wall. And Tim will furnish all of the supplies necessary. So at that time, he said, you know, my kids really want to do utility boxes. I said,
oh,
I know. And we really want that to happen, but I don't know if we have money, and I don't know how we're proceeding with that. But I want to let you know, there is a tremendous amount of interest per Mr. Coli for his McNary art students, which is our dream scenario, that McNary kids would paint our utility boxes. So as soon as we get the budget snafu worked out, I would feel comfortable going to PGE and to Salem Electric and saying, okay, we want to use McNary kids. We don't want them to have approval of the art, but we want to be able to guarantee them that it's nothing going to be controversial or obscene. And so it'll take some negotiation. I can't do that unless I've got money to move forward to buy supplies for these kids to do that. And then I foresee us making kits. Remember how we talked about making kits for them, and we would just check the kits out to them. So I think it's moving itself up the line as a project that could potentially be accomplished in 22-23.
What happened to our artist that was going to?
Well, I was just going to ask.
He's still ready.
Yes, he's
and we
still
can
ready,
do that.
And we accepted his proposal.
You bet we did.
So we were, and he contacts me every now and then, wants to know what the standing is.
But are we just waiting for approval to be able to paint on the box?
Right.
Yes, but we have to
get it from PGE.
Yes, it needs to be approval, and we also need to have money available because we'll be buying the supplies to do this and the sealing of it.
So in these kinds of, you know, line items would help us be able, because, you know, we're asking for a budget of $6,000, mm-hmm. And, you know, Tim's thinking, well, what do you need 6,000 for? And so to be able to say, okay, this is how much it would be to, you know, do the street, this is how, you know, this would help. That kind of thing is going to make our case better to be able to say,
absolutely.
This is why we need this money. So
I can
if we
put
can
that together for you, and I'll send it to you
okay.
to disperse ahead of time. And really what we're thinking is we were only thinking we'll continue to spend our $3,000 and leave $3,000 in reserve for match.
Yeah.
That was the point.
Yeah, and that so if we can itemize those things, that's going to make a good case.
Right.
The email that you sent a couple days ago about this whole budget thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Microphone. I'm sorry. Did you get my email responding back? Because I didn't
yes,
see
that
the
added the three
card in that list of stuff that you had.
Oh, yeah,
at.
Absolutely, Beth.
And I, sure
and I haven't finalized that. And before I give
okay.
it to Councilor Reed, I'll make sure all of you see it so
okay.
I can say,
okay,
anything else? Because, I mean, we're starting off the year with $1,800 that we need to spend.
Yeah.
And they were going to give us 15, and that doesn't even take into account.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any of these other things. Okay.
Do we know what this Art Walk artist stipends line item is in the budget? Is that the street
yes.
art budget?
No. Well, I don't know that, but
what
I know
that?
That that's the money that is paid for by the Kaiser Community Foundation. They pay the artist stipends for the sculpture that is on River Road. So they're like they're $200 to $400.
Oh, so the leases basically.
Yeah.
For the art. Okay.
And we don't pay a dime for that.
Okay.
Our liability insurance covers any damage to the artwork that's on River Road, but we don't pay the stipends because the Kaiser Community Foundation pays it for us. That's
okay.
one of their tenets is public art.
Well, that is a line item in our budget for the general fund. So there is, anyway, just so you know.
Yeah. I know, it's so screwy how that's.
So if that's coming, you know, if that's just a pass-through.
It's
from
just
the art,
a pass-through.
From the art, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe, yeah, could be clarified as well.
Okay. So yes, as soon as I get, as soon as we know about budget, I'll call PGE, and yes, I'll be happy to talk to the Schoolhouse Square. I'll call Darren Block.
Okay. You know, I just noticed there's a line item for Civic Center art. I wonder if that's where this $628, where he's taken that out of. What is this? Because this is an old one, I think.
Okay, but I'm sorry, Adam, shouldn't this be easier? I mean, you have 6 volunteers trying to figure out how in the heck much money we have, what we can buy, and trying to meet our mission of providing free public art to our citizens.
And, you know, this is...
Adam, help me help you.
Yes. And this is a different kind of commission. You look at all the other city committees, and they don't have these issues.
Right.
So it is fairly unique to our committee. I mean, yes, you know, the other, you know, like the neighborhood associations have...
Yeah,
you know, $500, $800, but this is a fairly unique situation for our committee, and so.
Yes, none of the other committees have a budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky us. I mean, look what we've done with it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Student and emerging artist display. We have a student.
Do we have anything out there right now?
Yes, we have Tim Wood's daughters out.
Oh.
Great. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
They're all hanging. There's either on the emerging that we used both walls. We used emerging artists and student artists, and they're such neat pieces.
So we have an area out in the gallery here for student and emerging artists to display their artwork.
You should go look before you leave. This is the East Gallery. That's the North Gallery. Those rotate every 2 months, and then there's two small walls that we have for emerging artists and student artists.
Smaller art collections.
And there's two to five pieces on each one.
Yeah, depending on their size.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always looking for emerging artists to display there.
Well, even if you don't have any, if you have any artist friends, you can
exactly.
get that.
Exactly.
Because birds of a feather.
Yes.
Okay, is there any other business?
I'd like to bring something up.
Okay.
Just took a bite of my cookie. I was just thinking actually, you reminded me of the whole arts and crafts piece. McNary every year has a holiday bazaar.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it would be a function of us or maybe it was more the Kaiser Art Association to have a booth, to have a presence there, to maybe be able to...
God, I do not hate that idea.
Yeah. Just thought I'd bring that
holiday,
up there.
The holiday
does it cost
contest,
money to be there?
I think it does, you know, for a booth, you know, But I don't know the whys and wherefores of that. But,
could you get us information?
I could, maybe. It's a booster function, so I would need to find out who the booster president is, who knows anybody
about
that.
That would be great. I think that is a great idea for promoting student artists at the Civic Center. And, you know, giving kids, I mean, I want to give these kids an opportunity. These are art kids. I want to give these art kids an opportunity to be in the real world,
yeah,
doing real world things.
Just so you, I've been to that bazaar several times. Of course, they didn't have it for 1 or 2 years because of COVID. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of kids going through
right.
it. It's more older. So maybe the parents. But it's more, people are going through because they're selling, you know, handmade aprons, or they're selling a lot of the companies
but
that sell stuff like, you know,
LuLaRoe,
or, you know, the party light candles or whatever.
That was good. That was so good.
But student art still is representative of our community, and
yeah, but I'm
those
just
adults
that
may like that.
There's not going to be as many students.
Well, students wouldn't buy student art anyway.
No, but you know what? I think that is a potential, I think that's an outreach potential.
It's, yeah, it's
and I think we should take advantage of it.
I
love the idea.
Yeah, I'll look into it a little bit more. And
for sure. But I'm just saying, if you're targeting student artists, you may not get the actual students.
We'll get their parents to make them do it.
Absolutely.
Like, I saw this. You should do this. Because that's what I would do.
Deb, you know what we should do too? Like right now, we should capture the student art show that's up there now. We should start taking photos of that every time, because we could use that in promotional materials as well to say, this could be you.
Okay, I can do that.
I hadn't thought about that. Now that the world is opening up again, everybody, just so you know, y'all, everybody is doing this kind of thing, this outreach, volunteer outreach. You know, volunteers are scared to come back because they're not sure that the world's not going to shut down again, or that they're going to have to wear face masks again. So everybody is struggling just getting the world back to normal. So I think we need to take advantage of any of these opportunities that we have in order to spread the word.
And that's right, you know, that's what, in October, November, when they have that bazaar?
It's November.
It's November.
Yeah.
Terrific.
So that would be right before the, you know, the Christmas card or the holiday card contest.
Greeting card.
Holiday card.
Okay.
So do you think this is something you might want to develop a little brochure for to put out at the
Now, when you say we, is that the royal we, and
you,
you'll be helping
you,
us like
I said
you.
Usually I said
do?
You, actually. Well, I could do that. I mean, I have the pictures of the different
exactly.
Stuff, but I don't want to go to the trouble to put it together if you don't think there'd be a use for it. If you think that that's something that you would put out at that kind of
let's find out about it first.
Okay, find out about
it. Yeah, don't put any time in it.
Okay, not yet. I'll wait till I hear from you, Laura, okay?
It definitely wouldn't hurt to have a flyer, like the flyers we made up when we did the Christmas tree lighting and we presented, you know, we tried to solicit next year's artists.
Okay.
It wouldn't hurt to have at least something like that.
Oh,
it has
okay.
the website, says where to go and get the, the application, and then, you know.
Did we do that as a poster, or is that the?
That was a poster thing, a kind of a poster. Yeah, it was. It was just an 8.5 by 11 thing that Isabella, I think, put that together for us.
Yeah,
but,
so something like
that. So not like our art walk one that we have.
Oh
but,
yeah, that's extensive. So I'm thinking like a couple of posters. One that talks about student and emerging arts, and one that talks about holiday cards. Just like a poster kind of thingy.
We could PR for the next upcoming holiday.
Yeah,
card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because they don't submit those to what, February or March?
Yeah.
I think the deadline is usually March.
So that's several months before. So it's definitely a way to solicit
for
the next years.
These are such good ideas. I love this committee.
Is there any other business?
Well, yes, there's that thing where we need a volunteer to report to council, but you're all going to be here already anyway, so you're going
to... I'm going to come talk budget, so...
So, Lori, I'm going to put you down to be the one then. Thank you so much.
Okay, and you'll tell me what to talk about?
I will send you the minutes.
Perfect.
So I've been talking so much,
like you
I don't have very good minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm pretty... Yeah, I can do this.
Oh.
Okay.
Is there any other business?
Look at us.
That's a long meeting for y'all.
Really? An hour?
It'll be an hour.
You've done it in less than an hour before, but.
Well, if we would've had to pick that art.
Yes, we had a lot to talk about.
I remember being here for 2 hours sometimes with those mural.
Oh, I know.
The mural.
Well, and master plan.
Master plan.
Okay, well, meeting adjourned.
Yay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Good job, everybody.
So, and then, so Adam's our new city manager.
Yes.
Awesome.
So how come you're not sitting up here, Adam?
Because he wants to see our beautiful faces. He had a desk.
And then you could be interjecting into our, yeah.
Hi. Hi, I'm Beth.
Beth?
Yes.
Kim.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Felicia.
Yeah. Thank you all for coming.
Yes, thank you.
Look forward to,
Your application.
Yeah.